Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, because this week, when it comes out, it's going to have the article that I wrote about, that I called We Began With Freedom. It's my 4th of July article. I think you'll like it. A lot of people have said that they do. And so we're gonna run that again this week, and I hope you enjoy it. If you subscribe this week, you'll be able to get it. Wilma Goldstein, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest and our good friend. And a great American. She is the associate administrator at the U.S. Small Business Administration, assistant administrator, I should say, of the U.S. Small Business Administration. She for Women's Business Ownership, and she's our good friend. She is a friend of small business. Wilma, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Great to be here. Hello, everybody.
It's good to have you back, as always. And Wilma, you guys have been doing some work on, you've been busy little beavers doing some work on home-based business research, haven't you?
We have. You know, we've always known that many small businesses start as home-based businesses, and some choose to stay that way.
I did.
The magnitude of it went in, the sort of challenges were brought home to us, in a conversation with Chris Hansen, who's the head of the Home Business Base Council. And it prompted us to try to figure out ways in which we might be able to be more helpful to that community, which depends on who's counting, is 14 million or more. And it's important to say depends on who's counting, because some people don't admit that they're a home-based business,
right,
because they live in places where the regulations are so restrictive, they kind of don't want anybody to know they're around doing business.
Well, and that number also doesn't include the people who are home-based but don't even know their business.
Yeah.
You know what they think? They just think they're trying to make ends meet.
Well, that's exactly right.
And all of a sudden, they say, hey, people like this stuff. This is good. I think I might keep doing this. Oh, wait a minute. This is a business.
Right. And then you know, I'm always fond of telling the story that if I took a walk down the street and crossed a border that's about 3/4 of a mile from my house and wanted to run a business, I'd have to buy a business license. If I went back home to do it, I wouldn't have to do that. It's
right.
Just the very difference between a constituency that has a different set of rules.
Right.
And it causes a lot of problems for that group. And so we thought, well, you know, how could we help, and what's really on people's minds? So we put together in April a group of people that included some folks like Joanne Pratt, who's a nationally recognized expert on home-based business, and in our own midst at the SBA, a terrific guy called Radwan Sade, who's in the advocacy and division of the SBA. And he was the chief editor of a study they just finished on home-based business and regulation. And we brought about 20 more people to the SBA, some of them who work for us, some of them who are out there running organizations, some of them running businesses, some of them running associations that have a lot of home-based people, and we put them together for a morning, and we listened to Joanne and Radwan talk about what their findings were, and then divided people up into small groups to kind of talk through what they thought the basic challenges were and how we might be able to help. And it was interesting because we took a little poll before we got there, and they had not surprising kinds of issues that came up, you know, access to capital,
mm-hmm.
Insurance, regulations, all that. But yet when you put people together face-to-face, the thing they most wanted to talk about beside regulation was this kind of Rodney Dangerfield thing, like, we don't get no respect.
Right.
And so we spent a lot of time listening to that, and we really think that there's, and then they had some good recommendations about that. They say they go to a bank and they say home-based business, and it's kind of like the old days when people would say, you're a woman and you want
right.
to start a home-based business.
You want to do what?
You want a what? You want a loan? And with Homebase, so there's been a lot of time spent talking about do we need a name change for that group? And
well, you know, Wilma, I just had Dr. Carl Schramm on the show in the previous hour. He's the president of the Kauffman Foundation, and he wrote an article. He wrote an article recently in the Foreign Affairs magazine, and one of the points he makes in there is entrepreneurship in the United States is underappreciated. Now, he was largely talking about entrepreneurship from the standpoint of people who are above the radar, on the radar screen. Yep. Most home-based businesses are not on the radar screen. And so if he says the on-the-radar screen entrepreneurs are underappreciated, you know, these home-based business folks have got a right to feel like Rodney Dangerfield.
Well, you know, you start using words like little and small. I mean, I remember 20, 30 years ago when people were starting to pay attention to the fact that women wanted some other things in their lifestyle, and we taught people how not to use diminutive phrases and not to be too self-deprecating, and that's kind of where we are in this too. And people have to relearn how to respond to certain things. There are many home-based businesses that want to stay there, and they grow and they bring in millions of dollars, but it's their choice, their lifestyle choice to do that.
They're not working from home because they have to. They're working from home because they want to.
Yeah. Sometimes it starts out, it matches a need that they have to be at home, but then they start to appreciate the fact that who needs the overhead, who needs a lot of things, and besides, I like doing this from my house.
30-second commute, as a friend of mine, Beverly Williams, her new book is called The 30-Second Commute.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
That's good to hear. Yeah.
She makes it in her bunny slippers.
Yeah, I like that. You know, no one knows what I look like when I'm calling you from home. So we're going to try and do some things that are helpful. We're going to try and put together. We sent out a report, which you should be getting if you didn't. And then we agreed to have a conference call to have some conversation about the findings in the report and maybe try to find some way to do some online conversations with other home-based business people and sort of keep it going and see what we can do at the SBA to help with more promotion materials for that. And also,
well, I'm glad you're doing this, Wilma, because I'm going to say the vast majority of the phone calls I get from reporters to get me to comment on a small business issue is about home base. This is really getting a lot of attention.
Good.
And I think it's a good thing. Stay with us. We're going to be right back. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with our good friend, Wilma Goldstein. She's with the U.S. Small Business Administration. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with my good friend and yours, a great friend of small business, Wilma Goldstein, the Assistant Administrator of the SBA over at the U.S. Small Business Administration for Office of Women's Business Ownership. And Wilma, give us your website, please.
Online, WBC, all one word, O-N-L-I-N-E-W-B-C. .gov.
.gov. And used to be .org, but now it's .gov.
It is. And here's what I'd like to hear from your listeners. There was a real serious conversation about should home-based people start calling themselves something else. Well, none of us want to dictate what that is, but it would be interesting to hear from everybody because I do want to pursue more conversations about that. So if you're not home-based, What's the phrase that you want to use to describe yourself so that when you walk into a bank or you walk into some place that, you know, say, I need a discount for this because I run a business, I am a, finish the sentence with a phrase that's more to your liking than what happens to you with the biases about saying you're home-based.
Well, you know, Wilma, a technical term to use would be micropreneur. That's a term that I've heard a lot. And I don't mind that one. But here's my question. if you've got a business model that makes sense, if you can, if you, you're not going to get money from a bank, I don't care if you, if you're renting the penthouse office in, you know, in one of the penthouse offices in New York City.
In the Trump
Tower? if your model doesn't work, you're not going to get the money from the bank. So let's assume you got a good business model. Why do you have to say anything? I mean, if they say, where are you? You know, maybe I'm sure the banker eventually is going to say, where is your office? You can say, oh, it's in my home. But by then, you've already demonstrated to this banker that you deserve the loan.
That's true. But it's just like in the old days, when you knew about other biases that exist, sometimes you have to get what could be a bias up front early, and you just don't want it to place limitations. We may all end
but
up
if you,
saying,
but if
home
you
base
go up,
is
but
great.
It, but I think it's time to get beyond that. Wilma, because, and I hear you, I've always said, you know, get the hard objections out of the way early, but I think it's okay. I think we ought to start saying, you know what, I'm not ashamed of being home-based. I'm glad I'm home-based. It's what I've chosen to be. It doesn't affect my business model. In fact, it improves. It helps my business model, perhaps if it does, and just say that, you know, you're not loaning me the money because, or you're not doing business with me, customer, because I'm home-based. You're doing business with me or giving me the loan because of the evidence I placed before you.
Well, as you can see, ladies and gentlemen of Radioland, we're going to have a lively conversation about all of this, and I think we should, and maybe that's what it is. Maybe the answer to the question when they ask is, I'm proud to be a home-based business, as just so that it takes care of it right away.
Let me throw this out. My office is in a home.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's no bed in this building, but there's a kitchen, and there's a living room. My office is in a 120-year-old house. So you could say, I could say I'm home-based because all I'd have to do would be to spend the night here last night.
Right.
But the thing is my studio and everything is in my office that used to be a home, but it's very comfortable. So, but my banker doesn't mind that my business is in a home.
Right. Well, and I ran a business for years, and I'm sitting in the place where I did it for a long time, and if I get up and walk about three steps, there's my washer and dryer.
Well,
and that was very that's always been very convenient for me because I figure I get more work done that way.
Well, see, 10 years ago, if you told somebody you were home-based, they'd look at you like you just landed from Mars.
Right.
People don't look at you like that anymore when you say that.
No, they used to think,
couldn't get a real job.
Broke and
right.
Doesn't want to admit it and can't get a job. And I did it for 12 years and loved it. I go to an office now because that's where the women's business ownership place is. But I miss the days when I had the convenience of working from home. Yeah, you have to be self-motivated, but I think most entrepreneurs are anyway. Mm-hmm. You have to phase out certain distractions. But I think people know themselves well enough or learn quick enough how to do that.
One of the things, Wilma, as we got about a minute left. One of the things that I'm excited about what you guys are doing is the SBA is now focusing, maybe for the first time, on home-based businesses, and I'm glad to see that.
Thanks. I hope so. I hope it gets to be one of my legacies, and I hope it helps other home-based business people. So send those cards and letters and those emails, and let us know what you think.
All right. Now, how would they do that? Tell us how we can make that contact.
You can send it to.
They can go to your website, right? At onlinewbc.org.
They can go to the website and respond from that and let us know. And then we have somebody every day who checks it and picks up messages for us right in my office. So go to the onlinewbc.gov or the sba.gov and link up to us, whichever works the best for you.
Right. All you got to do is onlinewbc.gov, folks, and now they can get this research that you've done. They can find that there, too, can't they?
I think it's up.
Yeah.
I'll double-check today. We just got done circulating it. I don't know if we have had time yet.
It should be there, and then you can also contact them from that website. And tell Wilma what you think about being home-based. Wilma Goldstein, thank you for being here. Good job today.
Thanks, Jim. Enjoyed it.
We'll see you next time.
Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody.
Quick break, 29 after. Stay with me. I will be right back with Mr. Dan Carer. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.